Welcome to our discussion of Simchat Torah, the ultimate joy. If we ask ourselves a question, what's so special about Simchat Torah? Why should that be the greatest joy? I mean, there's no lulav, there's no sukkah. How can you have joy without all these mitzvot? And yet, the Gemara says, Vayita ach sameach, Torah says you should be particularly happy, l'rabot leili yom tov achron. That includes the last day. Looking at it another way, the last day, Vayita ach sameach, should be particularly happy. You should be even happy even on the last day. But why? What is it about the last day? So there's a beautiful thought they say in the name of Rabbi Soloveitchik, and we'll add a little bit to it. Soloveitchik said that during Sukkot, we march around the Bima, Shulchan, and what's on the Shulchan? The Torah. If someone holds the Torah and we go around with the Lulav once a day, Hoshana Rabbah, seven times around on the seventh day. However, on Simchat Torah, we go around in a circle with the Torah. We're holding the Torah. And what's in the middle? Nothing. There's nothing. What does that mean? It's not nothing. It's like the Gemara says that one day God will make a circle for the tzaddikim, for the righteous, and they'll go around and they'll point in the middle and say, Hine Elokeinu zeh, kivinu lo voshiyenu. This is our God. And we say that verse on Simchas Torah. So, it's interesting parallel. On Pesach, we have all these mitzvos, the matzos. On the seventh day, we say, Zeh Keli Vanvei, we reached the point where we reached the splitting of the sea, where people pointed to God and said, we can palpably see God. Similarly, on Sukkot, we have 7 days of mitzvot, and then, on the last day of the eighth day, we can turn to God more palpably and say, this is our God. Similar between the two holidays. Also, if this is indeed true, that on Simchat Torah, we can sort of point to God more directly, then we're closer with God. Rabbi Soloveitchik explained elsewhere that when you're close with God, that's the ultimate simcha. The simcha which began on Yom Kippur. When we were lefnei Hashem, we stood before God, which continued, usmachtem lefnei Hashem, okechem shivas yomim, continued on Sukkot, where you rejoice before God 7 days in the temple. And now we try to do it the best we can. And then in Simchat Torah, if indeed we can feel God more palpably, God is right at the center of our dancing, then surely the presence of God, that brings the ultimate simcha. In Nitei Gavriel, Rabbi Sinner, contemporary, he explains that, well, you know why Simchas Torah is such a great joy? It's a great joy because you have to understand what is sukkos. What is a sukkah? So here, I'll point to the pasuk in Yeshaya, the end of chapter 4 in Isaiah. He says, in the end of days, in Mount Zion, there'll be al kol kavod chupa. There'll be a chuppah. There'll be a cover for the Jewish people. A cover of great honor. V'sukkah yel etzel yomam mechorev. He mentions chuppah and he mentions sukkah. There'll be a sukkah to protect us from all the elements. It's sort of like the idea in the desert, we were protected by the ananea kavod, by the clouds of glory. In the end of days, we'll be protected by a sukkah, a supernal sukkah by God, a chuppah. But we see that there's a connection between chuppah and sukkah. A chuppah and a sukkah. And if sukkos is the chuppah of God and the Jewish people, if on sukkos we sort of marry to God through this chuppah, then what happens right after the wedding? You have the chuppah, then where do you go? The bride and groom go off to yichud. They go to be by themselves. That's Shmini Atzeres. Shmini Atzeres, which is Simchas Torah, is all about what? That stay for one more day. You know, the Rashi gives the mashal, the parable, the man had a banquet for a lot of people, but then he said, I want you, my son, you stay extra. You're my one son, I want you to stay extra. So when we have yichud with God, we're not with the 70 nations, we're not worrying about the 70 nations, the whole world on Shmini Atzeres. Sukkos, we bring 70 cows for the 70 nations. But on Shmini Atzeres, we have one cow, just worrying about ourselves. We're just alone with God. Alone with God, that's yichud, that's the room you go into after the chuppah. You go into a private room with the husband and wife. That's what Simchas Torah is. It's the yichud, it's to be alone with God. We hug the Torah, we kiss the Torah on Simchas Torah. We're alone with God, it's the yichud. And then, what else do you do as soon as you get married? As soon as you get married, you say, okay, Mikudeshes, you're betrothed to this woman, you gave her the ring, let's read the Ksuba. Let's find out about what are the details of this marriage. Let's get a little more deeply into it. What does this mean? That he's going to honor and cherish, and he's going to provide and sustain her. Okay, so we're going to find out about how this marriage works, what the details are. Similarly, as soon as we have our chuppah, as soon as we get married to God on Simchas Torah, we say, okay, let's read the Ksuba. What's the Ksuba of God and the Jewish people? It's the Torah. Let's read that Torah. Let's read the end. Let's start again. Let's read from the beginning. From beginning to end, so to speak. From end to beginning. Let's read the whole thing. Let's read that Ketubah. Because it's a wedding. And that, why is there so much joy? Says Nidya Gabriel, because it's a chuppah. Because Sukkos, and even more so Simchas Torah, it's the culmination. It's the climax of this entire wedding process. So on this Vazemes, he said a similar thought. He said that Leman Yedu Dorosechem, it says that when it comes to Sukkos, it should be a matter of knowledge. We should come to learning and knowledge. What does that mean? So he said, well, how did the Jews come to eventually get the Torah at Mount Sinai? What did they do to deserve a Torah at Mount Sinai? Well, before Sinai, they walked with God in the desert. Oh, they walked with God in the desert, and they had the clouds of glory over them. Oh, so by walking with God under His glory and His protection, then you merit to get the Torah. So what have we done for the last 7 days? We walked with God in the desert. Lechtech acharei b'midbar. As the Sfasemes says elsewhere, the point of the Sukkah is to show that we're walking with God in the desert. We were willing to march into God's desert and He'll take care of us. So after we've walked with God, we merited to get the Torah at Sinai. After we've walked with God on the days of Sukkot, we merit, hopefully, to receive the Torah once again. And that explains why Sukkot is so happy, and why Simchas Torah is so happy, because it's the day when you finally merit to get the Torah, you're worthy of getting the Torah because you've walked with God. Why is Simchas Torah so happy? Simchas Torah is happy because it's a chuppah, it's a marriage. Simchas Torah is happy because you lefnei Hashem, you're in front of God. Simchas Torah is happy because you finally merit to actually receive the Torah like on Shavuos, to get the Torah all over again. And what do? When we're happy, when we're married, and the relationship begins, we want to know the details. That's the Torah. It's all about our ksuba. It's our contract for life to find out what we need to do to make this relationship work. Thank you for joining us here at the Anshei Sfarad Beth Olamith congregation, here for our discussion of Simchat Torah. Join us each week for a discussion of the holidays, the Parsha. And it's good to have you join us. Thank you, Jason Lefkowitz, our producer. And check out our other videos as well. Thank you.